Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
So, been another busy week, and we've been a couple of issues again. Even though I've got a new laptop sorted out, some reason the voice programming software is not working or can't seem to open it at the moment. If I set up properly, so hopefully this is just like a little blip in the new laptop. So hopefully next week should have it all sorted out and back on schedule properly. But without further ado, let's crack on. Okay, so the main thing we want to talk about today is going back to virtual reality. Something I saw on Twitter recently, actually, last couple of days, I think, was that for anyone who's familiar with Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Yeah, well, as it happens, I think it's the same people who did it, I'm not too sure. Or someone, anyway, has actually started to create a world in virtual reality. So if you have the Oculus Rift, you can actually explore the Batman Animated Series universe, explore the Batcave, and walk around. So if you're a fan of the show, I mean, there's a perfect chance for you just to wander around your favourite place in the series.
Oh, really? Is that going to be something free?
I'm not sure if it's going to be free. They didn't really mention it. It was just like something that was being worked on, so you could actually walk around and walk around where the Batcave is and where the Batcomputer, and then walk to where everything is, like where the suits are kept and where everything is. So if you're a fan of the animated TV series, then you'll probably like ability to go into virtual reality and just explore it at your own will.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. I mean, I would love to see it, you know, see somebody actually experiencing it, and then, because that's what I want, something like similar to that. Grant, I want that a long time ago.
Yeah, so it definitely opens up a lot of potential for virtual reality, which makes you think about other places that you might want to visit in virtual reality. I mean, we talked about visiting real life places in virtual reality, but I don't think we've really discussed visiting anywhere in fiction, not from TV series or movies or anything like that. So that could open up quite a few doors, actually, just being able to go into any place you want, whether it's from a TV series, a film series, or even a video game series that they've been to before. We haven't been like in virtual reality, so you can look around fully and be able to fully walk around in that environment.
Yeah, I would love that for Zelda.
Yeah, because just imagine not going in virtual reality and being able to explore Hyrule. And, it does open up quite some doors. But the first question is, what sort of places would you like to visit in virtual reality?
Me? Oh, I said Hyrule. I want to go to Hyrule. That's the main place I would love to go. What was the other game? Master Blaster. I would love to go to his world. I probably would stay out of Super Mario Land for a while, because that's going to be a lot of psychedelic colors for the eyes to take in. people don't understand. It looks pretty in 2D, but in 3D and virtuality, oh my gosh. Your eyes probably explode. Kapoof.
Yeah, love to walk around in a first-person view of Super Mario 64, of the world. Princess Peach's Castle and all the worlds you visit.
Yeah, I would love, 64, I can deal with that. But any other ones, no. There's too many colors. But mine would be Hyrule. If I had to pick one, I'm going to choose Hyrule because Link to the Past really pulled me in, and I mean, they already had a Oculus Rift version of Zelda 1. It wasn't perfect, but it looked good for what it was. But I would love to go to Hyrule Link to the Past. That's the version I want to go to.
Yeah, well, that's just a couple of examples you can think of. So I think, what else? I mean, maybe CGI worlds, like Toy Story, just imagine being able to walk around Andy's room, for example, and just visit where all the toys are.
Oh, well, if I was going to say elsewhere I want to go, I would say, even though this is kind of hypocritical for me to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, I would love to visit Resident Evil 1. I would love to probably visit Dino Crisis, as long as there are no surprises that are going to scare me with a dinosaur jumping across the fence. You know, even though you know it's not real, you may forget, you know, when you get scared in virtuality, even though it's not real, you still get scared anyway. I guess I would love to kind of like be inside a submarine and like, was that sea life? I would love to be, I love on the rails type stuff. A Ridge Racer, where I actually can look around and look at other racers in their cars, if I could see that when I turn my head. I know that's not much, and I would love that they would do something like that. I would love to spectate a game of like Gears of War, Part 1. And Part 2, Part 1 campaign, and maybe multiplayer a little bit, but Part 2, the Horde, I would love to watch that on spectator mode. So those are just some. I mean, I can go on and on with other games. I would love to visit the Ninja Gaiden from Nintendo, not from Xbox or PS3, but from Nintendo. I would love to go to ActRaiser and walk around that town that I made and fly in the sky and go to boss battles and, you know, see the levels that the boss battles are on. I would love to go to Boogerman Land. I would like that. That would be kind of pretty cool. I'll figure out some other ones that I would love to go to. Of course, you know, we're going to have to go to Duckburg and DuckTales just to sing the song. What else is there? I don't know. I mean, there's so many other places I could say I want to go that I haven't said. Like, I would love to see a real giant Tetris fall to the ground, and basically I can control it if I was going to play the game and just watch them line up and put them together and let them stack up and then fall down. So, there's a lot of room for that.
Definitely a lot of potential with touring these virtual places and being able to interact with them. I mean, you can potentially virtual reality theme parks, so go to any major theme parks for Disney or Universal, and just go on some of the rides and just feel like you're actually there on the ride.
Uh-huh.
Or experience it in first person and seeing what there is to offer at the park. So there's quite some potential there, like touring worlds that are in the real world and fictional worlds.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be potential for like developing it in video games, but of a field as well, like someone who's maybe producing a roller coaster for a theme park, and through virtual reality, they can show what it's going to be like quite accurately. So all the twists and turns and all the loops and everything. So through virtual reality, you can have that experience without actually going on the ride before it's being created. So you can get some feedback on the ride before the planned ride is produced. So there's one possibility that there, just being able to experience something that hasn't been made yet, but just getting a good idea of what it could be like when it's finally made.
All right. Yeah, we'll see. Cause there's so many ways they can go with it, but they really have to make sure they're thinking of the gamers and not, I don't even know what to say, anything else.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. So, cutscenes. I mean, you can what if you can actually go into a cutscene and then be able to move around during that cutscene, because you know, like, you look at a screen and you can't interact with it, except by skipping the cutscene. But what if you're able to go into the cutscene and sort of move around characters to get a different angle on the cutscene?
All right.
As it's being played out. I mean, I'm not sure if that's a gonna thing will be sort of popular, but that's one possibility anyway.
Yeah, that is one possibility. It has so many different ways, possibilities. I mean, PS Home can be, like, I'm just using PS Home as a reason. But they can make a new virtuality where we can actually be there with our avatars and actually walk around in first person to walk around and see people and stuff, too. So, that could change that a little bit. So, it would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, also film sets as well, so that again, that'll be interesting, because I know recently Alien Isolation's been released, so, I mean, I think there's sort of replicas of scenes in the movie, but that's not really the main focus of the game.
Right.
But it'd be good to see a set of Alien or Aliens or any of the Alien films,
uh-huh.
And just walk around so you can... Just take your time viewing and touring around the Stromo, and just see where all the main scenes took place, and just block everything that happened in the movie, and just find where all the scare points are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's quite a few examples we could include, and anyone listening, I'm sure, could probably come up with examples of places that would love to tour in. Virtuality. Other examples I could think of, maybe like in Disney films, I'd go on a location of all the different areas in a Disney film. So say, trying to think, the World of Wreck-It Ralph, I mean, that's probably a good example of a place you'd like to go and tour, like you've seen everything in the movie, and if you're going to virtuality, you can just like walk around all different arcade games and areas.
Yeah, I've been wanting that before they had the Harry Potter thing here at Universal. I want a thing where you can actually see all that stuff online in your own home like that, where you can walk around a virtual version of Disney. And it might be animated and stuff, but there's nobody there, so you can't really ride the rides, but it's virtual, so why not? They never did do that. They did a Harry Potter 3D map that was virtual. You hold up to your camera and it pops up on this computer screen. That's pretty neat. But I didn't get one. I wish, I need to look one up and find one, but I would need the app that actually does it, so. But yeah, but I always want something like that where you can actually, even in movies, when they do movies, I would love to explore, like, Jurassic Park. I would love that. I don't need a game. Just give it to me, Give me the thing to walk around. I'll buy that for, like, $50 easy if they give me a pet dinosaur or dinosaur that I can go and visit and give me a virtual tour where the guy pops up and talks. Okay, hello, Warren. Today, we're going to go and see the T-Rex. Or he'll say, hey, sorry, you can come and see the T-Rex if you want, but I will let you know right now, this is not time of day to come see him. The time of day to come see him is blah, 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 blah. Just don't get eaten. Where I can get eaten, I guess, to add some thrill to it. But that's like a locked feature so that kids can't get it because it's so scary, But that's the kind of stuff I would love that I wanted way back in 2000, like, I don't even know if it was in 2000, probably before that. But yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's something we might have touched on before, like the educational side of virtuality, but I can see your point there going in Jurassic Park and just viewing all the different dinosaurs and in the environment, so you can start spend your time looking around and feel like you're actually in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would love to have like blue, what's those things, QR code products where I can have it sit on my desk, and it says, see the rock in front of you? Because the thing can sense it on the sensor. They have a sensor on the outside of me to show that I got things on my desk. Like, I got 4 QR items, and I can only see the ones they want me to see since I'm looking through VR. Say, okay, see that rock in front of you? And I just reach out and grab the rock. Even though it looks like it's floating in the air, I can just grab it. And it's like, yes, and I can twist it and turn it, and I can see all the little indentations and everything because it's high res. And then it say, hey, see that bone right there on the side? And I just reach out, grab it. Yes, that's it. And it knows it. That's the next step I wanted in VR a long time ago, where when, say, like how you and I right now, we're using Skype, but say we're using, I don't know, the Pokemon Online thing by Nintendo. This is what I wanted, was where you just said, okay, Warren, yada, 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 my Pokemon can beat your Pokemon up, you know, as a little threat to me, you know, as a taunt. I'm like, oh, really? And when you look at the screen, I go, like, I pull my camera back, and you look behind me, and in VR, you see a giant Charizard. And it's like, all right, I challenge you. And then I press the challenge button, and you have to press the challenge button, too, to accept my challenge. And then on the screen, it shows us both sitting off on a wall in the middle of us is a big, giant battle arena. Even though we're wearing the VR helmets, it looks like now we're sitting at an arena. You're on one side, I'm on one side. And now I choose you, Charizard. And Charizard grow is as big as, I don't know, like 3 stories tall. And you pull out, I don't know, a level 1 Squirtle. It's like, Squirtle has no chance, and I obliterate you. Yada, yada, yada. Then you pull out some other magic card or whatever, and Pokemon, and then try to take out my Charizard, and that's where it stops at right there. But that's what I always wanted, something like that, you know, where you can actually have real Pokemon battles now, real Yu-Gi-Oh, and more with more VR. Is like, I can now rent a room or rent you a room. It's a VR room. It's like, what is that, Warren? Well, when you walk in this room without the VR on, it looks like a regular room that looks like it's green. You know, it's like, well, there's no windows or anything. Well, on the wall, there's air conditioning blowing down. So what you would do is you walk up to this wall where the QR code is at. When you put the VR on, it looks like a window. And whatever you want to be outside, you see it. So if you want to see a sea, you see the sea. You want to see Paris, you see Paris. You want to see space, see space. Yada, yada, yada. That's what I imagine VR would be at by now. So.
Yeah, so the sort of thing you could do in maybe PlayStation Home, but in virtual reality.
PlayStation Home was not that good, but I still liked it.
Yeah, well, start creating your own space. You could create like a your own home based on where you live, or you can create your own ideal home, and then have like a Charizard fountain, and maybe like a table to play Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and when you play the game, the monsters in the game come to life, or something. And all this can happen while you're exploring your virtual home. And then you can just like have a TV on, and then you can even watch live TV, or maybe like pre-recorded stuff for trailers for films, or even films, or whatever you want.
Right. Well, PS Home didn't give you that kind of power unless I missed it, because I tried to do exactly what you just said. I did buy my own place, my own cabin and stuff, and you can buy, I didn't see where you can buy windows, but I did buy a photo frame that allows me to put my own photos in it. I think they had a video frame too, but it was too expensive. And I'm glad I didn't buy it now that they're closing it down next year. You know. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with virtual reality, it's heading more and more. The vision in Ready Player One with the Oasis, I mean, there's like the ability to create all these worlds you can explore and all these place things you can do to make your own home accessible to anyone, and you can just like view anything and everything.
Yep.
So there's a lot of potential with virtual reality, as you said many times, but it's always good to like look at the new aspects of virtual reality, like being able to Batman animated TV series in virtual reality and able to explore the different places. I mean, it's always good to look at that stuff that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can just hope in the future more companies decide to put the worlds they've created into virtual reality. I mean, it's not a thing of some off the top of my head, many of us. I mean, there's obviously the Batman game, Batman TV series, that's becoming its own virtual world. What else? The Sonic world, maybe, from the TV series, like SAS-AM. That'd be a pretty cool world to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Or, trying to think what else. I'm sure there's plenty of worlds you can visit, like, in games, TV series, films.
Of course.
Places you can probably visit. If this one has enough time and hands to actually develop a place where you can actually view it in virtual reality and experience all the different things and then spot all the detail put into it to make you feel like you're actually there.
Yeah, I don't understand why when they build these games in 3D, I don't see how they don't prepare that to be ready for VR when it comes out. I don't care if it's like 15 to 20 years later. I can see how they would have to like upscale the graphics and stuff. I can see that. But if the model is already there, you just scale it up in 3D and throw another texture. I know that sounds like Warren, don't you? I said, yeah, I do HD textures too. I know they'll grade that stuff, but with the technology we have today, there shouldn't be no problem in the going in, taking that thing, reproducing everything. Yeah, it's going to take about 3 or 4 more months to do it, but it's 3 or 4 more months versus 4 years, you know. But I would love to walk around in Mass Effect. I would love to do that. I would love to walk around and reboot. I would love that. I already dreamed about that. Reboot with Bob and Enzo, the cartoon, the CGI show. I love that show. I would love to walk around. I would love to go to the Smurf Village and kick off their houses. No, I'd love to go just talking with the Smurfs and go just walk around. What else was there? Dragon Warrior. I would love to walk around Dragon Warrior if I could get it in 3D. Like the original, not the new stuff, the old stuff. I don't think I'd go to Castlevania because that would scare me a little bit. To see Walking Dead walking, zombies and werewolves and magic people and stuff. If it's in sprites, I probably could deal with it, but if it was in Super Nintendo resolution or higher, no, I wouldn't be able to deal with that because it looks too real. I would love to visit Shadow of Colossus, just to walk by one of those giant colossus and somehow get on it. I guess climb it if I could. I don't know if I could do that because I already scream enough playing the game, so in real life it'd be even worse. Even though I'm not leaving the ground, it will feel like it.
Yeah, it's just so much potential with touring all these places and you do all these things. Go back to Walking Dead, I mean, just imagine going from the game to the TV series or even the comic book series if someone's got enough time to make actually create a fully interactive world, be the, you know, the comics, but they could definitely do it for the TV series and the game. Self, just going to all the locations and just have a look around at your own pace, and then maybe looking at some details that may have been in the background before, but you get able to look right up close to all the details.
Uh huh.
And speaking with them. The topic too much this week, isn't it? Or being shown tonight at OBE 1 and the new season of The Walking Dead, season 5.
Yep. Getting ready for it today.
So that's coming out today. So obviously, we'll talk about it next time on the podcast when we talk about what we've been watching. But yeah, but coming back to the topic, just exploring the worlds and then maybe making own modifications, like making games within exploring these worlds. So maybe like a first-person shooter in The Walking Dead, like let's go in these different environments and then feel like you're actually in The Walking Dead and there's one of the survivors.
Yeah, actually that's what we do on Facebook, kind of. It's not virtual, we just talk about it while it's on. But actually, I'm finna tweet Konami. And I don't know, not Telltale Games, but AMC to talk to Konami and give us a Walking Dead, House of the Dead, but Walking Dead, not House of the Dead, but you know, with shooting. I would love to have that kind of thing where you can pick from like Daryl and oh my gosh, Rick. You know, and just pick them. It doesn't really matter who you pick. Well, actually, this does. If you pick Daryl, you got the crossbow mainly and shotgun. With Rick, you get a handgun. Shotgun, I think that's all he really uses, isn't it? Shovel, I think. While Daryl uses the crossbow, shotgun, a knife, and I think a pitchfork. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever, they'll put some stuff in there for us. And it'll just be first-person shooter, you know? So we're going to be telling a story or anything too much. You know, keep it like 5 levels and make it Namco hard.
you know. So.
Yeah, well, even if they make the game themselves, maybe not make the virtual environment for them to explore and actually modify it, because I know on the PCs there's a lot of modding communities, so they'd probably be able to make their own little game within the environment, have the environment there, and then if you want to make a game out of it, you can.
Yep. They can do all of that. Just make it happen. That's all I ask for.
Yeah, or we can get like really crazy, like with some silly little pie games, like in the Walking Dead universe, like pin the tail on the walker. That'd be a popular thing, but that's a, if it's available on virtuality, if they let modders actually do that sort of thing, or then that'd be pretty creative to see what people can actually do in a world that's been produced in virtuality and is open for people to do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, but
again, that's something I have to say. I'm sure we'll hear more about changes in virtuality and how it's used, and we'll probably come back to it again, but I don't know, is there anything else we can mention that we haven't really discussed, or?
Well, I guess, I mean, one thing we never really talk about is, like, how they're going to power it and stuff, because I'm not sure how much research you've done, but I've done a lot of stuff way before Oculus Rift was brought to the scene. You know, cause I thought Sony was going to bring out their, they didn't even have a virtuality thing in their minds. Because they brought out that, what was it? I can't remember the name of the set, but it's this, you know what it is when you see it. It's the headset for watching movies, and it looks futuristic. And it lets you watch movies in, like, super HD, and it's black and white, and it looks like a visor. Well, when they brought it out in 2011, that's what I thought was going to be for the PS3. I thought. But they didn't, and they're like, we don't have any ideas for virtuality, so we may never do that. And I called them to ask them that, and they said no. And I said, well, that thing you just released is perfect for that. Well, we don't have any plans for that. Then they released, then what, 2 years, 3 years later? Was that 2 years? Last year, on 2013, that's when they announced, what do they call it? Morpheus. Yeah, Project Morpheus. And I'm like, Warren, you got like, Warren, they got your thing you're asking about. Say again. Oh no, I was just saying, you know, friends like, yeah, Warren, they got your thing there, the Sony VR thingy. And I was like, Sony don't have no VR thingy, they only weren't making one. I was like, well, they got one now. And I was like, no, that's their HD video thingy. And like, no. I was like, oh, so now. And they, yep, Project Morpheus. I was like, oh, okay. I said, oh, I'm not interested anymore now. So, you know, because their thing sounds nice, don't get me wrong. But once I saw Oculus, because I've seen a lot of VR stuff before, and I'm not going to put it down or anything, but Oculus Rift blows it all out of the water. I mean, that's saying a lot. That is saying a lot. I mean, it sucks that Gaz isn't here to talk about it, because he's experienced all of the VR that we have available, including the Sega 3D and the old arcade VR, which is, you know, the epitome of what I always want to play one, never got a chance to play it. I don't care if it sucks. I still want to play it. Seeing that at 60 frames a second, oh my gosh, that would blow my mind. I don't even want to play. I just want to sit and just watch stuff move. But granted, it's just polygons. I don't care. It's about the experience. But what I was going to try to say is stuff we didn't add to this was, like, are we going to have it where the unit itself is powered by battery, solar powered, or are we going to still be connected to the ground with a cable, meaning to the computer or to your console? Are we going to be wired? But the thing I was going to try to bring up too was, I don't know if you saw it or not, there's a full body VR suit that allows you to actually put your hands in the motion of holding a gun and running and falling, which, if you think about it, why would you want all that when you just want to play a game? You know, so these people put all this effort into making this full body suit. Now, if they're going to do that for, like, training, then that's awesome, yes. But as for a video game, not many gamers are going to go for that. They'll buy it the first day, play with it for about a week and a half, complain about my arms and muscles are sore, and then throw it away. So, but that's the stuff I would add to that. You know, how is it going to be powered? Because we've come this far. I think I would need the freedom, and I would like to have 4 hours worth of battery power without having a charge.
Yeah, so that well, Virtual City is going to look, is going to obviously depend on developers, but with the Oculus Rift, it's going pretty well, and especially with Facebook buying it out and investing loads of money in it. And with other virtual reality devices coming on, like for Sony's virtual reality headset that's just coming out. Obviously, I wouldn't be surprised in the next year or two we'll be really investing into virtual reality gaming. Or just like virtual reality in general. But again, it's even though it's been around for decades, technically, it's just, I think it's now, because of how powerful machines are now and the capabilities we have with computing, it just shows that this is a good time to actually be in virtual reality.
Oh yeah. As long as they utilize it correctly, it should be okay. That's how I look at it.
Yes, that's the main thing we can hope. But yeah, just the idea of touring different worlds and fictional places in virtual reality just makes it more exciting when it is properly commercially available, so I can go into a shop and then just buy yourself a headset and then go home and then plug it in and then get yourself connected to virtual reality.
Yep.
We'll see.
I'm sure
this isn't the last time we'll be talking about virtual reality either, so be prepared for more episodes where we talk about virtual reality.
Yep.
Should we move on?
We can move on now. I think we've covered just about everything. I mean, if you want to throw extra stuff in there, Apple iPay, once that's added to Oculus Rift, virtual malls will be real, but we can move on now.
Okay, so, well, we can move on to what I've been watching recently. So I'll go quickly, because again, it's been another busy week, but what I managed to watch, only like one episode short of Dog 2, because I haven't watched the recent one. Dog 2 is still really enjoyable. Really enjoying the eighth season of New Doctor, just like seeing all the episodes. Got a couple of favourites already, but waiting for the rest of the series to play out and then see how the rest of it goes. But so far, really enjoying it. And also, we're watching a bit more of Downton Abbey. Still good period of drama to watch, so not much I can add to that. Also, it's last night I watched a bit of the X Factor live live shows, because now they got down to the final 16. So. And I've been watching that. I mean, it went on a bit long last night because it kept having break after break. So, a couple of good artists in there, but again, it's nothing to really brag about, because the show is not known for keeping the most talented singers in for a long time. They'll get rid of them pretty quickly. So. There's the programs we've been watching. I'm trying to think if there's any films. Watching this program called The Undrivables, which basically a program about these people who have done so many driving tests in the past and cannot, for the life of them, pass the test, whether that's they've got nerves on the road or whether they're poor driving controls or just can't get ahead around certain things. It's pretty good to watch, actually, sort of seeing how badly some drivers how some people can't really learn how to drive, and these driving instructors are supposed to be the best in the business, trying to teach them in 5 days how to become drivers so they can pass the test, which is a pretty interesting program, actually. And last program I remember watching is Obsessive Compulsive Cleaning, I think. I just think when there's people with OCD, being sick, cleaning, making sure everything's spotless, and spending hours a day making sure everything's spotless and clean. But then given the task of being sent to someone who doesn't really care, lives in a dump pretty much, just like trash everywhere, or just like loads of dust and loads of cleaning that hasn't been done regularly, and so it's just the two extremes meeting each other, and then that's where the OCD shows them how to keep the house clean and helps clean the house out so they can live in a place that's more or less habitable for themselves and other people. So that's a pretty good program to watch.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think, is there anything else I've been watching? Probably say that's it. I can't remember if I've been watching anything else, but that's all I've been really watching. So what about you, one?
Last week I was happy that I finally finished Supernatural. Well, season 9 came out actually like 2 days, I think, after. Was it 2 days? I don't know. I just found it last night. It says, oh, new seasons of Supernatural. I was like, for reals? So I just pressed the button, and that's why I was watching it. Before you called me, that's why I was kind of slow getting back to you, because I was just watching it. So I'm back at watching Supernatural, season 9. I already told you I already started watching this thing called Once Upon a Time with like Cinderella and Snow White and all that stuff. But actually, I found this new anime. I think I tried to mention it last time. I couldn't remember the name of it. But it's called Whack Fu. And I thought it was a Japanese anime. Actually, it's French. And it's dubbed in English. I actually researched it on YouTube. I went looking for a trailer to share. And someone says, yeah, I wish that would come here. So I was on Netflix, but it's dubbed in English. Too bad it's not in French. And then dubbed with English subtitles. And I was like, oh, wow. So that's why it was kind of weird. Because I know anime, and I was like, if this is Japanese, it's really odd that the words are not the same. And the animation style is actually different. You know, French animation is different than Japanese animation versus American animation. Japanese is normally best, while French is a little bit more articulate. Well, it's really good. It's really good. It's about this little kid, kind of like Toomba mixed with Klonoa. Well, this kid gets he's a magic child, and he's born and given away to be guarded, and he has magic powers that can let him teleport, make shields and stuff. And it's really good. It's really good. I mean, the opening scene, well, not opening scene, but the mid-opening scene is pretty decent. Kind of like, almost like Afro Samurai, but not as, well, actually, it's just as cool as Afro Samurai, minus all the blood and the gore. But it's really good. You know, you check it out on Netflix. It's called Whack Fu. I thought it was Shaq Fu at first, but I was like, no, that's not Shaq Fu. It's Whack Fu. And I watched some 3D animation. It looked like something from Disney, but it wasn't. Called Justin, where this guy, he's like a kid that needs to become a knight. Very 80s Disney style, though. You can kind of predict a lot of stuff. And it was humorous in parts. You know, it's a really good kids movie. I had to watch it twice because I fell asleep like twice because, like I said, it's very predictable. It's not boring, but don't watch it if you're really looking for something to watch, like really heavy. Like if you're looking to look at Terminator, do not watch this movie. If you're looking to watch dragons, do not watch this movie. They have dragons in here. I'm not going to spoil it. That's really funny. But it's still a good movie. I also watched a movie called a documentary. Oh, yeah, you also need to post this, called I Know That Voice. It's about voice actors, and it covers movies and video games, and it tells you how to become, well, they tell you how they became a voice actor, and then most of them say it wasn't about them actually going to get a job. It was them being discovered in the wild and just being said, hey, come in and read this stuff for us, and that's basically how it was. We'll get back to you. 3 weeks later, they get called back in to do another one, and then they're hired. It's very interesting. Very interesting. What's his name? DiMaggio, that guy. He is really, really cool. Really cool. He gave tips on how to, like, not spit on the microphone and stuff, and how to keep your so you don't spit on your mic and, you know, give that, how can I say it, so you don't do this number like that. You can't hear it because you're on Skype, but when you play this back, you'll hear it just fine. But yeah, he's getting a little thing with a pencil. But yeah, I know that voice. You will love it. It's, I mean, if you play video games or watch movies, when you watch this, you're gonna, seriously, you, I really think everybody who does anything recording, podcasts, YouTube, video, movies, watch it. Seriously. It will improve a lot of stuff that you do with sound. Trust me. Cause I learned some stuff. I need to go watch it again. But it's really good. I know that voice is really good. And the last on that is going to be, yesterday I watched, cause I said I already watched two movies, Fifth Element and Giant Mnemonic. I was watching those two old movies. But last night I just watched The Son of God, a religious movie. That was actually on Apple TV. And it was good. If you're religious, you will like it. If you're not, don't watch it. But it was good if you read the Bible, you know, or read the Bible, I'll say that. It was good. They skipped a lot of parts, but it does make me feel offended like I did on some other people's. But, and that's really it that I'm watching. Oh, I finished off BoJack, if I didn't say that last week. I finished that off, sadly. And that was it for me watching.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so on to what I've been playing recently. I'll go quickly because I've already played a big thing this week. A bit of Angry Birds Star Wars Angry Birds Star Wars 2. A couple more levels, having fun with that. With some new lot of characters to play as. And a few 3DS Street Pass games. I've been playing that quite a bit, trying to play a couple of those, which I'm close to finishing. But it's not getting the last push to get to the finish, but I'm still going well.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to think what else. I think I played something on the 360. I think it might have been Yu-Gi-Oh! Millennium Duels. Played a bit of that because I haven't played that for a little while.
Uh-huh.
But apart from that, that's really about it. Because I've not had the top time, or just not been motivated to play anything or do much aside from setting up the laptop. But hopefully next week I'll have more to talk about with the games we've been playing and also what I've been watching. That's really it for me. So what about you, Warren?
Well, I've been playing the same thing. Of course, one thing we didn't talk about this, but the 3DS had an update where you can pick colors and stuff. I didn't really play my 3DS. I just downloaded stuff and looked at it. But what I've been playing basically is what I've been streaming. I haven't really been playing anything else outside of Kingdom Rush 2 on iPad. I don't know if I beat the game yet, but I've cleared the majority of the map. I haven't seen anything like part one. I know when I beat it because it showed the credits and everything. On this one, I don't remember the credits ever rolling. Granted, I've beaten every level on the screen, but I guess I need to get 3 stars, which, okay, whatever. So that's Kingdom Rush. I was also playing, I can't remember the game, but like 2 or 3 other iPad games, iOS games. I haven't played Ouya this week at all. In the game that I'm streaming, Shadow of Colossus, that's what I'm playing right now. Enjoying it. This is my first time ever playing it. Like I said, my friend Phil let me borrow his copy on PS2 when I had a PS2. But I only had a PS2 for like 2 weeks. And then I got a PS3. And it said, Shadow of Colossus is coming to PS3. I'm like, okay, I don't need to borrow this anymore. Here's your game back. So that way, I won't have it for months on end. Because I've had this game since, the day it was released. And I'm now just actually playing it. I tried to play it like a year ago, but the way they have it set up, the inverts are really messed up, and they have 4 sets of inverts. They have the top, bottom, or something like that, then they have the camera, top, bottom, or something like that, but if you touch the wrong one, the game feels weird, so I got really ticked live on stream, because the way I always have issues positioning my camera. Well, you know how that works, and so I got really ticked. I said, forget this. I can't play like this anymore. So I just went into controls, and I changed just the camera. And I think it was the camera or the game. So I don't remember which one I changed. I just went in and just move something around real quick. Came out, and the camera worked the way I wanted it. I didn't go back in and touch it no more. Perfect, perfect. I'm glad my streamer's like, wow, that's a really big improvement. Like, yeah, I know. But Shadow Colossus is what I'm playing. It's a great game. If you haven't played it yet, that's a game I would recommend getting it. But do not get, I mean, if you get it for less than $20, yes, go ahead and get it. But it's really worth more than that. That game is so awesome. The music is so awesome. It's like, wow. You know, so I'm late to the party on that. But that's it. I'm not playing anything else.
Yeah, well, I've got a copy on PS2. I think years ago I played a demo of the game, but I've never actually really gone in depth into how to play the game.
Yeah, you have to get into it because when I played it, when I first got it, I played like 3 months after I got it. I did not like it, so I let my friend borrow it, and it took him a while to get into it too because the cameras were all off. We tried to play in his house, you know, God wanted to help me figure it out, and we tried to fiddle around with it, and it was like, So I don't know what got into me. I guess I was very determined, and because I already had beat one boss already with the messed up camera, but once I got to the second boss. I was like, I cannot play this game like this anymore. I have to fix this camera. If I can't fix it, I'm just going to kill the feed. And I went in, and I touched two buttons, boop, boop, done. And it came out. I can now aim my arrows almost perfect. I can walk correctly with the boy. I will say I still have issues with the horse. The horse is what I can't stand driving. But yeah, you have to be into the game. You have to get into it. I'm into it now. And it's fabulous. It's so awesome. It's hard to explain. You have to get into it yourself. I can't tell you how to get into it. You just have to relax into it. I didn't really relax into it. I don't know. Once the game didn't feel good to me until that second boss. I'm going to say that. Second boss felt so good. And the third boss was great. The fourth boss was kind of hard and very scary because you're in the sky and I have vertigo. So, but it was fun, you know, everybody showed up for it, I had like 130 something watchers watching, you know, so they enjoyed it, but we could have tried to beat two bosses every Friday night. I almost had a third one, but I was getting sleepy, and I said, I gotta go to bed now, so we're just gonna cut it and come back next week. Almost had three, almost, so, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's a game on must do this, so we'll play it on the PS2 or get the HD collection version and play that with Eco.
Not sure,
but yeah, so it's definitely a game I do want to get bound to when I get a chance, so yeah, that's something I might do actually. So I'll get bundled with games, so start piling up under the TV and just say I'm going to play these games. I don't care how long it takes me, but these are the games I'm going to play. I can't play any other games, so I've completed at least one or two of these. So that's something I might do actually, but I'll see anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so on to highlights of the week, Glenn. So any highlights for you, one?
Oh, my highlights are really, well, I'm going to be very vague with this one. It's my highlight, but I'm not excited because I didn't get my sponges yet. But my paint makeup came in for my new channel that I'll be making. So that's a highlight for me. So I can hardly wait to try it on, but I don't want to go get just any sponge to apply it. But I got to do like 2 or 3 tests before. Camera test before I can actually go live and record the show with it, but yep.
It sounds very mysterious, but we'll trust you with that.
Yeah, you'll know. I'll be sharing it. Only a few people get private. That way, when people see it, they won't know it's me, or they will know it's me. And hopefully, it'll be fun because it's supposed to be all in fun. So you know, it's been something I've been trying to do since 2007 anyway. But because I went to college and my dead end job that I loved and I hated at the same time. I loved the job, but I couldn't stand some of the people that worked there. They made the job hard for other people, including myself. I didn't lose interest, but you know, back burner type stuff. So I'm clearing off my back burner. My book is published, which you already know about that. My website is back and running finally, so that's another thing off my back. Now getting this new characters developed, that's the next step. So late. Better than nothing, so.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's my highlight.
Yes. Okay, well, I think the main honor for me would be, well, probably the most obvious, but I'll mention it anyway. Yeah, getting my new laptop, getting it all set up. So, I mean, a couple of issues at the minute. It's working really well. I'm really happy to have it, and hopefully get it through its paces, and hopefully even look at some PC games. Whether that's through Steam or something that I couldn't have done before, but hopefully it's something I can do now with a new PC.
Uh-huh.
And the only real downside to it is it doesn't have like a disk drive, so if you want to play CDs, DVDs, or copy anything off the laptop, you can't do it because it doesn't have a built-in drive. Though I do have a USB one, so I can use that if I need it, so that works pretty well. So, I mean, other than like a couple of Windows 8 issues, there hasn't been any real problems with it, so happy with it so far, and hope to make good use of it for the next few years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's really the main highlight. I can't think of anything else apart from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so anything else,
Spencer Warren, or? Yeah, the 3DS update. You didn't mention that. The 3DS update allows you to get themes for your 3DS now, and they have like four free themes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it, actually.
Yeah, did you do it yet?
Yeah, done it, yeah. It's got, can you use any colours, or does it have to be one and then any colour, anything after that you have to pay for?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so it shows that theme for mine. I'm not sure why, it's just a random colour I decided to pick. But I noticed you can choose other themes like Mario or any Nintendo theme, so that I'm interested to look at, but obviously you have to pay for those.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not going to pay for any of that stuff. I mean, I didn't look at any other ones. So, my friend, he bought a Zelda one or something, but the picture that he showed was not what he got, but he said it's okay. I mean, he paid $1.99, so, you know, he's making a little bit of money. I mean, $1.99 to us is not that much money. I mean, hey, all right, we bought it, it wasn't what we wanted, it don't have to do whatever, you know, but if it would have been like $8, he would have had a holy fit. But all my other friends, they've bought some. I'm not gonna spend no money on no. I'm sorry. I'd rather make my own. That's how I look at that. I'd rather make my own. So.
Yeah. So. I don't know how well it's gonna work with the theme thing and how many people can actually spend money on the themes for it for the 3DS. But obviously, they do the same sort of thing with the consoles, so I can't. So it's not saying that in term, you know, those terms, not really a difference.
Uh huh.
But yeah, it's a nice little dish anyway. So there's nothing too much to complain about.
Yeah. So you know, with that, and also, I'm not sure if this is news or not. I mean, it is news, but I don't really talk about it too much on here. You know, they got the 3DS version of that Nintendo Remix, but it's called Ultimate, even though they left out a few things. So, you know, the one they had it came out for the Wii U. They have a part one and part two, the NES Remix, whatever it's called. Hold on, I can tell you what it is in a moment. It's called, let me see, because my friend Tim, he's always talking about it. The Ultimate NES Remix. It was released for the 3DS, and basically it has, you know, it's a remix. It has, in this one, even though it's called Ultimate, they left out a lot of stuff, but they do have the Super Mario Brothers, the Mario Brothers, which people don't understand as Super Mario Brothers and the Mario Brothers. You know, Mario Brothers is one of the POW blocks. And you run side to side like Donkey, well, like Joust, I guess. You got Legend of Zelda, yeah. Donkey Kong Jr., Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, and Excite Bike. And then you have Part 2, which is at Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario Bros. 3, Kirby's Adventure, Zelda 2, The Adventures Adventure of Link, Punch-Out, Dr. Mario, Metroid, and Kid Icarus. But they left out two games, which is The Wrecking Crew and Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels. But, you know, for what it is, it's a great little thing to put in your pocket. I haven't played any of them because this is something I won a long time ago. So it's kind of like, you know what, I'm glad y'all brought these out. I don't have any more interest in it. I'll get around to it eventually. So, you know, but it is fun. So, but that's it. That's one thing I want to add to it. I think that, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nothing has been much news. The only thing I think to mention is there was Play Expo event in Manchester over the weekend. I know Gaz went to that, so hopefully Gaz will do it and maybe had a good time. And hopefully when you come back on, you'll be able to talk about it. It sounds like it was a good time. Wish I was able to go, but hopefully next time.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so that's the only other thing I think of, but that's really it, I think, so. Yeah, so we'll be on court there, so thanks for being on, as always.
Yep, thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you very much.
No problem. To everyone else, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, we will see you later. Take care, and good night.